This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Brenda Palladino. Date was June 23rd, 2022. Place was Mission Point in Flint. New paragraph patient profile. Ms. Palladino is a 62-year-old female. Who came from Hurley, period. The paragraph chief complaint. She presented with abdominal pain and has an enterocutaneous fistula and ostomy, period. She also has severe osteoarthritis with contracture and flexion of the left knee and hip, period. New pair of history of present illness. Ms. Palladino, 62, and she was in the hospital at Dennis's over a year ago in March of last year, period. She was at Regency approximately 15 months and sent home on May 28th, where she was living with her sister, period. Home care didn't show up, period. She had a PCP appointment with a physician. But she states it's GHS, and I'm not clear if it's Hamilton Clinic or a different clinic, period. It was recommended she come to the hospital, and she was in the hospital from about the 17th of June till today, period. She's very debilitated and not able to live independently and may have been exceeding the care of the staff at home, period. There's no actual staff, but it was her sisters that were taking care of her, period. She reported some abdominal pain, vomiting, and nausea for 2 days on admission, period. She's unable to get up and care for herself, period. Home care never showed up, period. She had a slight wound of the anal cleft, which is for the most part healed, period. She has severe pain when moving her knee and hip, and she's here with, hopefully with a very brief course of rehab with the goal of returning home, period. Some of her symptoms are chronic, period. She also has a psychiatric diagnosis. And was seen by behavioral medicine, period. He's been said to have depression, period. She had stated that she was treated for bipolar disease disorder for 30 years, period. She has had mood swings, sadness, depression. And someone indicated that there may have been a bit of aggression, period. There's no hallucinations, period. She was taking Lamictal, which is ineffective, and the psychiatrist recommended weaning that off. And they added Geodin for mood stabilization and continued with Cymbalta for depression and pain, period. New paragraph. She mentions that around 2015, she had surgery involving repair of a large ventral hernia, period. There was a mesh put in, period. When she was admitted last year to Dennis's approximately March, there was bowel obstruction and she had emergency surgery into the summary section period. It was after that that she developed the fistula period. She seems stable with respect to abdominal pain and nausea, but she's here for rehab here. She's not able to walk now, but she hopes to be able to get her arm strengthened, followed by being able to walk with a walker period. Paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no sore throat, hoarseness, or earache. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Vascular, chest pain, or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. However, she gets intermittent abdominal pain, and she has the fistula and the ventral hernia. Do you know dysuria? And she's voiding normally. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Musculoskeletal. She has severe leg pain, and there's pain when trying to extend the knee or hip, and there's some degree of flexion contracture of both the left knee and hip, period. The right side is better, period. She has had chronic hip pain and chronic knee pain. Neurologic, she does get headaches. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no known diabetes. No polyuria or polydipsia. Review of systems otherwise negative. New paragraph, past history. Osteoarthritis, asthma, chronic hip and knee pain. Allergic rhinitis. She's had appendectomy, cesarean section, colonoscopy, DNC of the uterus, hernia repair, hysteroscopy, tubal ligation, ventral hernia repair with a mesh. New paragraph, family history. Her father and brother had diabetes mellitus. Her mother had COPD, her father had heart disease. She had a sister with COPD and a brother with heart disease. Oh, under past history, add hypertension, hyperlipidemia, myocardial infarction, restless leg syndrome. At one point she had sleep apnea, but hasn't used any CPAP for 15 years. We have social history, former smoker. There's mention of former alcohol use. To excess period. The paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 117 over 67. Temperature 97.5. Pulse 80. Respiratory rate 18. At the moment, her affect seems pretty good. He's obese. Head and neck. Atraumatic head. All mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was good, pupils equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Neck was supple, no masts or nodes or palpable cyromegaly, period. Lungs, no clear to percussion and auscultation, without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, sinus 2, no gout, no murmur. No edema, pedal pulses were palpable. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. No palpable organomegaly, period. There's a intracutaneous fistula with a bag surrounding it, period. There's no significant tenderness, period. She has a large ventral hernia, period. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. She has movement of her limbs, period. Foot flexion and extension were normal. She has Mobile weakness, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. Neck range of motion is normal. She has a fixed flexion contracture of her hip and of her knee on the left side, period. Shoulder range of motion is slightly decreased bilaterally, period. There's no inflammation or synovitis. X-ray of the left hip showed advanced degenerative changes, period. No fracture seen. There's actually osteoarthritis in both hips, period. New paragraph. Skin was mostly intact, warm and dry. And it was stage 1 decubitus. Neurococcyx, period. She has a fistula as noted, period. New paragraph assessment on plan 1. She's here mainly for osteoarthritis with contractures, the hope of rehabilitating and getting therapy, and the hope of being able to walk with a walker and living on her own, period. 2, she has an intercutaneous fistula covered by a bag, period. This is to be changed every 2 to 3 days, period. 3, she has bipolar disorder, period. She has been seen by psychiatry, period. She comes on Lamictal 25 milligrams daily, and that's to be weaned down. And she remains, and she has been put on Diadin 40 milligrams in the morning and 40 in the evening, period. She's also on Cybalta 60 milligrams daily for pain and depression, period. Psychiatry had recommended weaning her down on the lithium and stopping it, but now I see that she's getting 50 milligrams at nighttime, period. She comes to us on this dose, period. She has muscle spasm and back pain and is on methocarbamol, 500 milligrams 4 times a day, period. 6, she has asthma, I'll continue Ventolin 2 puffs every 6 hours, PRN, period. It's Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.